Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo.
Hey.
And Mr. Goodley.
And Mr. Goodley.
It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo.
Chill out. 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 Chill out.
And it's chill out.
And it's on. It's on.
It is chill out.
And it's on. It's on. It's on.
Chill out. 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 Tell out, tell out, tell out, tell out,
and this
song. Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like.
Yo,
yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the name. Just that I the most the king, yo. About a thing,
yo, feel real good.
Wave your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamin?
Yeah.
You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass. Thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a 10, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out Koreans. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of the basement. The pretty basement. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the basement court case when the child support late. Money taking heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again. The red train, come again. And the red train, come again. Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? What's up, everyone? And thank you for tuning in to Fell All Radio. This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hello, what's up, everybody?
We got Miss Delicious.
What's up, what's up?
We got Mr. Goodness.
What's the deal, people?
And we got Mr. Prime Time.
What's good? What you doing?
What's up? What's up? How's everybody feeling? We good?
Okay. Here we are.
Well, I'm good. I'm feeling so much better than I felt last week. So I'm super happy about that. Getting over this cold. Anybody who has a cold out there, I feel for you right now. It's horrible. It's really horrible. Mm-hmm. Of course, as always, every week, gotta give him a shout out on. First and foremost, always, shout out to God, who is so amazing and wonderful and just everything. He's just everything. So, definitely, any chance you get, just say thank you. Say it. Because if you don't, I don't know, something bad might happen. You might get hit by a car or a bus or a train. No. Shit happens. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team. We got Mr. Bad Seed. We got Miss Nadine Michelle, Mr. GMS, Miss Tammy, and we also have Miss Woodshot. So shout out to them. They're super awesome. Love you guys. Also, shout out to you guys who tune in every week, every Wednesday, from 9 until 11. I know these past couple of times, you know, we've been cutting it kind of short. You know, we've been only doing an hour, but I'm going to make it up to y'all. And I hope y'all appreciate it. Who is moving?
Me.
Who's just making all that daggone noise? Oh, you cooking? What you cooking?
Nigga, I'm cooking. I got shrimp, corn on the cob. You know,
ooh, shrimp? Stop that.
Yeah.
You be up there.
Hey, I told y'all, Mr. Goodness Cook Show.
We're not about to get into that.
Hey,
not
you ain't
going to
promote my
don't
show.
Do
see?
It. See, you're not going to do
that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to promote my show.
We are not going to do that tonight. Mm-mm. Keep that to yourself. I'm super excited, like I said, about the show. I'm feeling much better, so I'm going to be real live tonight. Also joining us in a little bit, Mr. Todd J. He's going to be kicking it with us. I'm super excited about that. He has a song called Ill, which is like, ill. Like, it's dope. Y'all are going to love it. I love it. It's awesome.
Really?
It really is. Like, I really do like it. Like, for real, for I'm not lying like I, you know, I've done in the past.
Really?
I'm not going to say
really?
Nothing.
Seriously?
What?
Really?
It's really good. It's really good. Well, you'll hear it in a little bit. But before we get into any of that, I just want to jump into, I don't have a word of the day, you guys, for tonight. Or a quote.
Wow.
I mean, I can make something up. I mean, the word
okay.
of the day is shut the fuck up. Well, that's more than one word. But I would just say that. And y'all know what that means. Like, I don't have to do the definition. Like, it's understandable. We got, you know, we got good communication.
Talking like that.
Also, the quote of the day is, if you don't have anything nice to say, say it to yourself. Don't say it to everybody else. Don't tell nobody. You could say it under your breath or something.
I mean, if you ain't, why not let people know how you feel? That's not good. That's not a good thing.
Listen, some things are meant to be kept to yourself.
No, it ain't.
You don't need to tell everybody
you
what you're thinking or how you're feeling. I mean, understandable if you feel disrespected, then yes, address it. But if somebody got something on and you just like, oh, that bitch ain't gonna put the clothes on. Like, you better kept that to yourself.
That's why they call it freedom of speech. I feel like she shouldn't have did that. You're supposed to be able to express your, you know, your opinion about that.
Well, I'm saying you can, you know, express your opinion. Express it to yourself. You don't got to tell her that you can go with the solo.
Maybe
you know
she don't know
what
she needs to know. You ever thought about that?
Well, maybe her friends need to tell her. I mean,
hell, you being a friend.
I'm not her friend, though. Like,
Who are you talking about? Somebody. See, you're letting the chat out today. Who are you talking about? We have to put you on blast. Who are you talking about? Don't do that. Not on the radio. Also, we are going to talk about a great topic tonight.
A lot of great topics, because tonight is open discussion. Woo! I mean, you can call in. You can talk about whatever. We're not
going to
discuss that. We're not going to do it. You're making my voice go out already.
You got to do it.
We're not going to discuss it. We're going to leave it alone. We're going to put it in the baggie. We're going to throw it away. All right, guys. I want to talk about first, did y'all hear about the guy in New York, like it was two guys fighting in the little train station or something, what's the underground thing called? The subway. They were fighting in the subway or something, and the guy pushed him, and he fell over the little thing. I don't know the names of these things, so if I say thing, I'm pretty sure y'all know what I'm talking about. But he fell over, he pushed him over, and there was a train, like, coming.
Oh, God.
And nobody helped him. People were taking pictures, like, had their phones out. They weren't trying to help the man. He died.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Did you get a picture?
I don't have a picture, no.
See,
but I mean, why
you know
would
what?
You? But my question is that the reason why I brought that up was my question is if you were in that same similar situation and you were an onlooker and you saw this man, he needs help. You know what I mean? He's laying there, unconscious or conscious. I'm not sure which one. But he needs you to help him, but there's a train coming. And you just kind of like, I don't know.
He better get his last damn praying. If a train comes, I ain't got nothing. I can't help.
I'm just saying, like, would you help him?
Though. No, it depends on how much. Both of us gonna die because he was
exactly. But it depends on how much space in between. If it's time for me to get you, then okay. But if not, why are two people gonna die?
Well, I can't jeopardize that.
I might
mess around and slip or something.
Exactly.
All I can say is, hey man, you need to get that's all I
but
can.
My thing is, the thing that irritated me about the whole situation is people were taking pictures. You had time to take out your camera, take pictures of this guy.
But you got to realize,
sitting on the railroad
ain't nobody get ready to jump down there with them trains. Do you know how fast those trains be coming?
Okay. I'm saying, like, you don't have to jump down there, but I think I'm not sure the whole entire story about how much distance there was between
it don't matter how much
him and the train.
If his
I feel like
is
this.
Down there, if he ain't unconscious,
but he didn't,
like
he didn't just say, "Oh, let me get on the track so I can get hit." No, this guy pushed him.
Okay,
over.
Was he unconscious?
I'm not sure if he was unconscious
he
or
was
not.
Unconscious.
And my thing was, if he was unconscious, like he would have been heavier. So, of course, you and him would have been fucked up if you would have went down and tried to help him.
Go ahead.
When someone falls down like that, I think with those subways or whatever they are, when they fall down, if a person don't reach down to actually get you up, there's no way to I mean, I don't know. I think it's like kind of high up. I don't think you can just,
get out of here.
You know, just
if you're
call up.
So I'm gonna throw this out there. If you're from New York and you could tell us how high it is from the tracks to the little ledge, call in.
Yes, I've been. It's really deep. It's really deep down.
It's really deep.
Yes,
but ain't nobody gonna go down there. I mean, if he wasn't right there, the thing, his ass is dead. I agree with this. I wouldn't put my, especially somebody I don't know. Now, if it was my child, yeah, I'd jump down there and get him. But you sitting there on the subway, you know how dangerous it is, and you down there arguing, fighting, somebody pushing down there. I can't do nothing crazy.
I don't think it was intentional. I don't think he did it like. Meaning to push him over.
I do.
But you know how when you mad, you shove somebody,
yeah,
they might lose their balance.
And I bet
whatever.
You they get, did they get him for manslaughter?
I'm not even sure. I'm gonna do some more digging on the story, but I just heard it.
I bet you they got him for manslaughter because he called.
Probably.
If I'm mad with you and I know we're in a subway, the first thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna push you in front of the train. That's automatic.
You would push him?
I would have pushed him.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Also, since we're talking about if our children would go overboard or whatever, we would be jumping down there to save them. There was this woman, I'm not sure if it was like a month ago or whatever, but this woman, her and her son, they were at the zoo, and they were in front of the wild dogs from Africa, the little thing, and it's like really, yeah, it's really high up or whatever. And she had her 2-year-old, I think he was 2 or 3, she had him sitting on the rail or whatever. And
she
wasn't holding him. She wasn't like, oh, let me make sure. You know how most mothers are like, oh, don't, I hope you don't fall. You know, let me hold you. You can sit up there, but let me hold you. Well, she wasn't holding him, but there was a little piece in the front where, you know, it was like a protective little shield thing. And I guess when he rocked forward, he kind of flipped over it and landed in the pit where the hyenas were, and they fucking beat his fucking ass up.
I think she tried.
And all she could do was sit there and scream.
She did that on purpose.
So my question is, would you jump in to save your child?
Yeah,
if they went over, like...
Yep. I'd have went in there.
But like, and then he fell in the middle of all the little hyenas.
It don't matter. I'd have jumped in there. It would have been probably skin going one way and fur going the other way. But.
And they said one of the hyenas, they had to shoot him with the tranquilizer 30 times before he stopped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say it would have been ass and fur going one way. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
But I mean, like, would you really do it?
I think she did it on purpose, though.
I just feel like she was being reckless. You know what I mean? Like, you wasn't even... There was a big-ass sign that said, do not let your children do not sit or stand on the railing.
That's why I said she did it on purpose. She did that shit on purpose.
They were talking about whether or not they were going to sentence her or whatever to jail time, whatever. And a lot of people were saying that no, because she had to watch her child die.
So what? If she was that much of a mother, she would have jumped down there because a mother is so protective. She would have jumped down there and died with her baby.
Yeah, you wouldn't think twice about it. You would just be like, oh, my baby. You know what I mean? But some people, they get into shock, and it's like they can't react. because they're shocked at what's going on. So I don't know. I don't know if I would jump down there and save Jaden. I mean,
yes, you would. See, that one thing. That's one thing about a black person. See, they say black people are more prone to save people than anybody else, any other race.
I'm going to tell y'all, y'all know how much I love my son. But depending on how high it was, and you know what I mean? Because they said it was, like, really high, and he probably died on impact when he hit the ground. But they don't know. I'm pretty sure he did, though. He was two or three years old. Like,
I think she gave him a little nudge.
She wasn't even in the camera. She wasn't even, like, there was, like, I don't know, maybe, like,
okay,
two
but if you see a sign that says don't sit your children up there, why would you sit your child up there?
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, he could do anything. He could...
He could
stood
right there.
We're talking about two and three year olds. Like, they like to move around. They don't like to be still. Like, that's just something I would not have done.
She knew what she was doing.
Because I'm so freaky. I'll think about the craziest shit that could happen. And, like, I would be so panicky.
I'm telling you, she did that shit on purpose. White or black?
White.
Yeah, she did that shit. You know they crazy. Oh, she did that shit on purpose.
I don't know if she did it on purpose. I don't think she did it on purpose. I think she was being reckless. Like, she was
she
like, oh, he'll be all right.
Purpose. I think she did that
shit
on purpose.
I don't know. Those were just two little stories that I was just like, you know, I thought it was kind of crazy, because it's kind of like, you know, as a human being, like, the fact that we as human beings would not try to save people if we had an opportunity is crazy to me. Like, people will just stand there and watch you get your ass looked and will not do nothing, not help you or nothing. They will just sit there and be like, oh shit.
It depends.
And
you
take out their camera phone and put it on YouTube.
If you've been running your damn mouth, yeah, then watch you get your head kicked off.
I don't know. I feel like we should, like...
I don't know now, because I had a homeboy named James, right? And he thought he was a hero. And one day, we left work, and he... guys were fighting in the neighborhood, so James wanted to be a hero. I told him, I said, James, do not go over there. Man, they beating that man up. They beating him up. I told him, I said, so? Oh, we ain't going to help. I said,
how many people were beating him up?
It was three guys and one girl.
See? No. See, now that's
fucked
up.
But look, now listen. So when James run over there, they stopped beating the boy, jumped on him, and the boy took off running and left him. So James got a brick to the face and everything else.
OMG.
And like I told him, you shouldn't have tried to be a hero.
That is true. But what I'm saying is like, I don't know, like, if I would have helped him,
because
I would have probably called the police,
sometimes,
but I wouldn't
sometimes
have
you'll put yourself in jeopardy trying to help somebody else.
That's true. That is very true.
I mean,
very
if it ain't
true.
Your family, don't even bother with it.
I believe that too, but I feel like if it was a stranger, if there was a chance, like you said, like if it wasn't putting myself in danger, then I would definitely, you know, help them. If it was like a dangerous situation, I would call the police.
I don't give a damn. You know, I'd be damned because I look at it like this. Okay, yeah, I'm helping you fight. You get up and run, nigga. You gonna see me again? Oh, it's gonna be another one.
That is true. Like, they just fucking leave your ass. You try to help them.
I done took the heat off you, and then you going to run and leave me?
Oh, see, you going to be fucked up. That's funny. That is true, though.
Misunderstanding.
That is very true.
Real misunderstanding.
But yeah, like I was saying, I just feel like, you know, if there's a chance that you can help someone in a situation, why not? You know what I mean? If it's not going to put you in any significant danger, like, why not help them?
No, sometimes that's
like
why a lot
able,
of people, you know what, that's why a lot of people mind their business now, because, you know, they try to help people and people are always abandoned.
I mean,
that's just like you seeing four black guys jumping on a dude. You gonna run out there and help them?
Shoot. That's like something like
kicking the dust out you. They don't think about it. They get him, then they gonna jump on you. Then what?
I don't know. I'm all for it with my family. Like, if they going through, like, they try to beat them up or something, I'm all for it. If it's my family, oh, I'm jumping in. No questions asked. Even if you was talking shit, like, they don't need to be here. Like,
oh, yeah. Ain't no need. It ain't no understanding then. You just be the priest. You know? Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. I just thought those two stories were crazy. Please do not get into a fight in the subway. I keep calling it a train, but it's clearly not a train.
I'm silly. I'm pushing you down.
Don't get into a fight. Like, be nice. Be good. Like, I don't understand why people are so reckless nowadays. Like, if you look at somebody wrong, they just want to whoop your ass. Like, for what? Like, I really think people need to just grow up and keep it moving. Like, nobody gives a fuck. Like, stop acting like you're 15 years old in high school. If you're over the age of 18 and you're still fighting, like, you should shoot yourself in the face. I'm just saying. Unless somebody comes up to you and, like, it's like, you know what I mean, like, wanting to whoop your ass, like, unless you're trying to defend yourself, you shouldn't be fighting. Like, there's no point. But you going up to somebody starting shit like, oh, whoopy whoop whoop whoop, oh, okay, oh, you looking at me sideways? You talking out the side of your neck? It's just kind of like, shut the fuck up. Like, get the fuck out of here. I used to love to try to catch people like that.
We go out in the club. Yeah, you talking to my homeboy sideways. I ain't gonna say nothing to you. I'm just slide to the side.
You just ready to explode. You ready for anything.
Always.
Anything. He said the car looked nice. Oh, we about to fight that nigga. You just ready. Don't even matter what he said.
He said he was peeing in the wrong area. I gotta get it.
I just think it's crazy. Like, I really feel like people need to stop. Like, once you're grown, like, cut it out. Like, nobody wants to see that on YouTube. Like, I don't know how many videos that are posted on my Facebook timeline.
That comes from them young
with my
people.
Fighting.
See, that comes from like, y'all young people with that stupidness. That's how they end up going to jail. Oh, how they know it was me? Nigga, you had all your friends YouTubing it. You wouldn't.
Exactly.
Come on.
You got 100,000 views. How you think they know it's you? Like,
and you know what? And you know they talk about that all the time. You know, oh, the police caught him because he went on Facebook. Nigga, how you going to go? That's why I said, to me, Facebook is so stupid because people go on there and they tell all their business. These niggas want to flash money and wonder how the police catch me. Somebody snitched on me.
Exactly.
You
got your guns
yourself.
And everything on your pic. Like, get out of here. Stop. one thing I'm really tired of, if you are over the age of 30, not even 30, if you're over the age of 25 and you still posting pictures of your chest and your money and you got a bandana around your neck, it's just kind of like your pants are sagging. And you throwing up peace signs, like, I'm going to need you to cut it out. Like, really, stop. Like, I'm tired of seeing old-ass men trying to be young, trying to look young anyway. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Stop it. Also, girls, stop posing with your butt out. Don't nobody want to see that. Y'all want to know something? I was saying this, I was talking about this, you know, before the show started, but I really want to learn how to twerk, because I really don't know how.
Why?
Like, my butt doesn't move that fast.
Didn't you just say girls quit doing that, and now you
want to
learn how to do it?
Now
you want to learn how to do it?
I said, listen to what I said. Listen to what I said. Listen to what I said. I said girls who are taking pictures of their butts.
Okay, same thing. If you sitting there,
No, it's not the same thing, because I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to. No. I'm not trying to be on YouTube shaking my butt. I just want to know how to do it. Like,
that's
it.
What's more
fun
to
me?
So you can just sit in the mirror and watch
your booty jump. My man could want to. You know what I mean? I might need to pop this for him a little bit. You know. You never know.
Do that anyway.
You know what I mean? You never know. No, I can't move my butt that fast. Like,
well, just tell him to look at it like it's in slow motion.
Don't move that fast.
So are you talking to the upcoming models?
Huh?
Are you talking to the upcoming models that want to be models, that want to be dancers?
About the butt pictures?
Pictures in general. It don't have to be pictures. It can be videos. It can be, it can be a series of things. It can be.
I'm saying
people quit putting your damn business on Facebook. That's the main thing. Quit putting your business on Facebook.
That's what's making it so popular these days, too.
That's true. But yeah, y'all know we're gonna take a quick little break, and we're gonna go to Todd J. Son. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all about to be rocking.
Don't do that.
I was gonna pop my butt just now. Shut up.
That's why I'm gonna catch a trolley horse.
Exactly. My leg already hurt. No. Let me tell y'all what I was doing, though. Like, I was laying on the floor, and I was, like, watching the twerk videos. And I was like, my butt kept jumping because I was, like, trying to do it.
I told you.
It wasn't working.
The nigga is in slow motion.
It wasn't working. So we're going to go into Mr. Todd J with Ew, na-na-na-na. Y'all ain't ready. Let's go.
Give me the track.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
Alright.
Ill.
Why, yes, I am.
Ill.
So breezy on the beat, by the way.
Ill.
Who is me?
That's
the friend for
I'm
Mag. Hey, alright,
rise
to your feet. I'm the dopest you will ever meet. Your life sucks, mine sweet. I got J-O-E on the beam. Now you see, hey, this is called a cakewalk. Baby, watch me take off. I don't fuck with y'all because y'all haters and y'all shake salt. Nice is when I might just got that icing for your cake talk. Me and Tay loaded in the kitchen like a baseball. Raw, salmonella, I'm iller than your whole squad. Monster nigga, call me the Zilla, my God. Please forgive him and have mercy upon me. I pop shit, holes, and bottles of Dom P. Got it good, I get it like I should. Ghetto fam, probably good. Talking money that I probably would, probably will. Official, official, certified stamp, signed, sealed. God damn it, I'm real. Getting paid like light bills. I'm ill. Hey girl, who you rock with? I get fly, come chill in my cocktail. That's a man, tell him stop it. Why he all on my sack? Jock it. Go and scratch him off your list before he get it twisted. I invited you, he ain't even on the guest list. Now he looking pissed if you cut him off like a slit wrist. Cool it now before my homies clip him from a distance. Bow. We touch down in different cities like pow. Blow up shows like I was Biggie, get down. With my movement, cause we moving like ow. You haul flow, I'm moving in right now. And it's real, planet's here, firm as steel. Cemented heel, till they drag me out this bitch. Emmett Till, rest in peace. The South ain't changed, but the name of the game is shoot to kill. Please don't push me, I ain't pussy. What you think, if anything, I'm ill. I get paper. I don't get why you fuckers wanna hate for. If she choose me, I'ma take her. And slide off like Lupe on a skateboard. Kick push in the best though. At least an IDS class, bring your friends, yo. She wind blow me like my head's out a window. Now let me beat these pussies up. Beat them up. Kimbo. Kimbo. Light. Tajay's neighborhood and I'm Mr. Rogers night. Nice. Cardigan on. My chest is cold from the ice. You go play the thugs with shit numb from the price. Right. Touching my budget, you busters better think twice. Get it right. I did it better. You did all right. Get off my mic. You rap about shows. I got one tonight. You rent to own. I buy outright. You ain't my clone. You ain't that nice. You still ain't real. You faking queer. Shoot out a bill. I make that motherfucking room stand still. Cause I'm ill.
Y'all like that? I know y'all like that. I know y'all feeling that. Oh, we got Mr. Ty J on the line. What's up?
Ill. What it do? What it do?
I'm ill. I love that. Like, that beat is really nice. Like, who did that?
I appreciate that, Miss Jessica. The beat was done by my boy.
I know you did not just call me ho, 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 ho. No, you did not just call me Jessica. On the radio.
Oh, my bad.
Don't do that again. Do not do that again. Let's start over. I'm putting you on hold. Y'all, we got to cut him off because he just got my name wrong, and we don't play that. Tell him what my name is, Princess Jazzy or Jasmine, whichever one. We're going to start over. We're going to bring him back in. We're going to pretend like it didn't happen. All right? Here we go. We got Mr. Ty J. I'm ill.
What up? what's going on? Y'all live in here tonight. I'm live in here. You know, I'm doing too many things at one time over here. But we all
know. Apparently, you're talking to somebody named Jessica.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get up out of my messages. I gotta get up out of my box. I'm late. Setting my life on the air. What's good, though? What's good?
Not that much. I'm super excited to have you on the
well,
show.
Well, I'm super excited to be a part of your show. So,
great.
Thanks for having me.
Right. Absolutely. So, I'm really feeling this song still. Like, what were you thinking about when you did it? Like, you was just like, yo, I'm ill.
Well, let me tell you, it was one of those stories where, you know, you're like just vibing in the booth, in the studio, and shout out to my man Joe Breezy, No Strings Music Group, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina, my homeboy from Anson County, out there in Waynesboro, North Carolina, because he made the beat, actually, and he like just was like, yo, Ty J, listen to this track right quick. I'm like, all right, Joe, that's just all right. So, you know, I mean, Ill was the first thing that, you know, came to mind because it's all over the hook. So, and that's just what came out. I mean, the rest is history, as they say.
Well, I love it. I love the song. Dope.
Appreciate
and I'm going
to
play it nonstop. I don't care if people don't like
too.
It, you know, whatever.
Oh, they're going to like it. They're going to like it. You play it enough, they're going to like it.
I mean, they should. It's really catchy.
Appreciate that.
I'm definitely gonna try to twerk to it. I'm trying to learn how to twerk.
No,
so I'm gonna try
it.
I've
heard. I've been listening. I wish you the best of luck with that. You know.
It looks so hard. Like I'm gonna have to get my butt muscles up. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have to exercise them. Stuff like
wow.
that.
I don't know. Do what you gotta do, man. Hey, you gotta learn from the best. There's some videos out there. YouTube is full of them.
Yeah, I was on YouTube today, and I was, you know, I got a little distracted with all the booties. You know, but.
Hey, whatever you into. I mean, me too.
No, I don't want any booties. I'm just saying. It's mesmerizing. Like, you just look at it. Going, like, up and down. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to get out of that.
Wow.
But I am going to try to twerk to it. You know what I mean? I'm going to try it. See how it works out. I'm going to let you know. You know what I mean? You might want to put me in your video. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? I could do a little something.
Sure. I got you.
So, Tajay, is that your government name, or is that just the name, your stage name?
No, that's my stage name. My government name is, I forget. But, you know, I'm not great with names. But, Tajay is just what everybody calls me, you know?
But, I mean, where did it come from? Was it, like, childhood name?
Well, honestly, it is a combination of my government name. So yeah, my name is Ty, but last name is not Jay. So.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely a combination of that, and it just stuck throughout the years, you know. So I figure if I'm gonna keep it real in my music, I might as well keep it real all across the board. I don't want anybody to get to know, fabrication of me. I want everybody to know who I am.
Absolutely. That's the best way to be. Best way.
Yep.
So, as far as your music, like, how would you describe your music to people who have never seen you, who've never heard any of your songs?
My music is honest. You know? My music is honest. It's genuine. It's fun. And it's realistic. It's not over fabricated, it's not made up, it's not anything that's trying to be flashy or anything, it's just trying to be true to what I like. So, I mean, it's honestly autobiographical.
Cool. So, when did you decide that you wanted to pursue your music career?
I decided about a month ago, you know? So, nah, I'm just playing. I've been rhyming for a minute, for like a few years now. So, it's always been something that I've done. But, taking it seriously now for a few years too. So, it's just kind of really hit the streets and serve them up, as my man DJ Prince would say, you know, serve these streets.
Mm-hmm. Serving these motherfucking streets.
You know it. All right.
Y'all better know. Y'all better find out. Like,
all right.
What can people expect from you when they see you at a performance, at a show? Like, how do you prepare? How do you get them live and excited about Todd J?
Oh, man, well, if you don't know, I mean, motherfuckers need to come out and check me out ASAP. You know, I got a few shows I'm setting up and planning to do. My first one coming up is in Charlotte at the Evening Muse in the Noda District. So if you're in town, come out. If you're not, come out, because, I mean, it's worth the trip. I mean, I really go in. I leave everything out there for everybody, you know. I know the importance of being a showman and being a performer. So it's a totally different element seeing me on the stage as opposed to just hearing me on the track. I mean, you got to get both aspects to really appreciate the artist that I am or that I'm trying to be. You know?
Absolutely. Like, I wanna see one of your performances, cause you look so laid back.
I want you to come out, cause I'm definitely not laid back when I get on the stage.
I believe it. I do.
Yeah, so maybe we can set that up. You come out to the show. I'll hook you up with some, you know, some tickets, some paraphernalia, whatever it takes to get you out there. And, you know, you just let the world know if I'm the truth or not. You know?
I might have to do that, you know. I might have to come and see what's up with you, so I can make sure I tell everybody.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
I'm gonna tell it.
I hope so.
I mean, this is Tell All Radio, so I'm definitely gonna, you know, let them know what's good.
I wouldn't expect it to be any other way.
So what do you think so far has been your greatest opportunity pursuing your career?
I work so hard towards my goals that, you know, any opportunity I see, I seize it. I've been able to meet up with, you know, good people, the likes of Russell Simmons, sit down and chat with him, you know, for a little bit. That was one of my memorable encounters. Talking to Slick Rick and opening up for him recently for a second time. So, you know, I definitely look up to the ruler. And, just got longevity. That's what I believe every real rap artist, hip hop artist, or anybody that wants to become worth anything in this game, that's what we look up to, and that's what we hope to achieve one day. So, yeah, it's like not even the newer names that come out that I'm interested in, those legends that really impact me. So, yeah, definitely Russell Simmons and Slick Rick. Me and them are milestones in my life.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So you've heard of the term starving artist, right? So how do you cope with the major obstacles that you have to face when, you know, as you're going through this process and trying to get out there?
I guess everybody deals with it in their own ways. You know, I just I've always been the roll with the punches type of guy. So, I mean, you know, I expect it to come along. And, I mean, I may not be able to predict what exactly is going to be the outcome of any situation, but, you know, you just got to roll with it and know that shit's going to happen. So, you know, just bear with the... Yeah, whenever life throws at you them obstacles, and always have a, you know, always have an alternate route, I say.
Absolutely. Any artist out there who's trying to pursue music, you need to have a backup plan.
Definitely. That's a must. I mean, you know, I hope you're not a one-trick pony in this game, because, yeah, you won't have a meal ticket forever. You gotta be able to do more than one thing, you know?
Okay. So, as far as the music industry, you know, it's kind of messed up right now. Like, nobody's really, you know, all the drama, all the gimmicks, all this other crazy stuff that's coming out now. Have you had an opportunity to change anything about the industry? What would it be?
Shit. I would have got me in the door sooner. But I would have helped clean it up a little bit faster. But, you know, everything was in its time. And, you know, I'm coming. So once I get there, then we'll worry about that. But, you know, I want to, you know, everybody deserves to breathe. Let them breathe. Let them breathe. Just as long as they don't stop what I'm trying to do. You feel me?
Absolutely, that's true. So, as far as, you know, you have to have a support system when you're trying to achieve anything, or when you're trying to, you know, make your dream come true, or whatever the case may be, you have to have a support system. So, who is your support system, or what is your support system?
Man. Well, I must say that, you know, over the years of me pursuing this, I can say that I have, like, probably the best support system anybody could possibly ask for. You know, I have my mother who lives with me. You know, she understands that, you know, I'm a dream chaser, so of course I'm going to go out there and pull, you know, wholeheartedly go after what I want. I also have my sister who's, like, you know, a second mother to me, more so than a sister sometimes. She looks out for me, definitely. I got nieces that I look out for. They keep me motivated. And, of course, you know, my team, my staff, and Lee Squad Entertainment, that's my boy Breezy, my right-hand man right there. Shout out to Jay Breezy up there in Trey Folk, Winston-Salem. You know, my team is strong, man. No Strings Music Group, Tay Lotus, Joe Breezy, I Believe in Smooth.com. List goes on. Shout out to Serving These Streets and 24L, Charlotte, we're taking over.
Go ahead. Get your shout out on. I'm going to just say, I thought she was going to keep going. Hey. It's like that.
Shit, you know what I mean? I feel like the Grammys out of this bitch.
Absolutely. That's the type of feeling we're trying to have when you come on the show all the time. So besides hip hop, do you have any other type of music that you like to listen to?
Tell you the truth, it's funny that you would say what you said about, you know, the way the game is going now, because honestly, where I'm at, if it's not me or my clique, I ain't really riding to it right now. So I'm really into a lot of rock. You know, I like a little bit of country. Old school hip hop. If it's anything after the 90s or maybe after the early 2000s, I just fucks with it lightly. But that's where I'm at. I would really like to, at some point in time, get a rock album done. That's the way I'm feeling. Get on my final shit, you know?
Well, I like rock music. And I like country music, so, you know what I mean?
Oh.
You listen to the Dixie Chicks.
We might need to get you on the album. We might need to do a collaboration.
You know, I sing, you know what I mean? So I might need to be on there. It might not be good without me. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I'm just throwing that out there. We can make a hit
out of anything, man. Come on now. Get with the team, man. Rock with the team. We'll make it work. We'll make it happen.
I got you. I'm going to have to take you up on that. You know what I mean? When I get myself together, because you know I'm sick right now. I get it together. Get over it. You know what I mean? I'm going to hit you up. And don't be trying to say, oh, I was just playing because we was on the radio. Because I'm going to be like, listen, that's a contract. You know what I mean? I'm going to throw that out there. I'm just saying.
Listen. Get your penicillin, okay? Get your penicillin on.
You know what I mean?
And it's crazy.
I'm going to get it together.
Get some lemon juice. Come on, fly something. And then we're going to hit the studio. Then my girl CC, shout out to CC. She'll write you a nice song. I'll write you a nice song. We'll put you in the right direction.
I can write too, you know what I mean? So,
oh, can you?
I mean, we can get it in. Like,
yeah.
All I need to do is get my twerking together, and I'm going to be the next big thing. You know what I mean? I'm going to
be
ready.
A triple threat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
so someone once said, write what you would want to perform over and over again. But what is one song, whenever you perform, you just have to? Okay? It doesn't even matter what's going on. You just have to do it.
That's a good one. Well, Ill is my shit. Ill is really, really one of my favorite tracks to perform. I'd have to say that it's the track Heartbreak that I have. The track Heartbreak. So that
is it a long song?
That you really it's a life experience song. I'm gonna take the masculine route. I'm gonna say it's a life experience song.
Get out of here.
How
sweet.
Oh,
God. Is it going to make me cry? Like, am I going to cry?
Get out.
I'm a cry baby, so, you know. I take it to the next level.
It's definitely one of those tracks that you would, when you come out to the show. So the show is going to be December 16th in Charlotte. When you come out to the show at the Evening Muse in Charlotte, know the district, December 16th, Todd J. When you come out to the show, I will do Heartbreak. And, you know, that's when I really, like, open up.
So. Aw, I'm going to cry.
Come on, man. Get out of here.
I'm going to cry.
All right.
So I'm going to ask you this question, and I've asked this question before to artists, but they didn't want to answer it. Only one person answered it for me. But I want to know, like, tell us about your most embarrassing moment.
embarrassing moments? I don't be having those.
Yes. Whatever. Cut it out.
Be embarrassed? I'm an artist.
I forgot you're ill, so.
Well, I'm dead. It's embarrassing.
So, I mean, not the most embarrassing moment, but what is the craziest moment you've ever had with a fan? Like, maybe she threw her panties on the stage, you know what I mean? Like, what was it?
I got fans listening, so I can't really gone into no crazy shit. I mean, I know we on internet radio, but God, who knows? The children don't go to bed.
It don't have to be over. You know what I mean? Let's keep it PG-13.
I really don't live a PG-13 life anymore, so I don't.
Oh Lord.
No, but seriously. Nothing too crazy be going on. I don't have anything that pops into mind, so, you know, I'll let you know after the tour pops up. Ask me that question again in a year.
I got you. You better come back in a year, too.
Yeah, I'll come back before then if you invite me. I promise you.
I got you. You're always welcome to come and kick it with us.
I always. You.
Forever.
Well, that's
make sure I write that down. But you can't say, oh, I ain't never say that. I'm like, yeah, you did. I got you.
I'll be like, is this thing recording? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Right.
So I'm super excited, like I said, to have you on the show. I don't want to get all up in your business, you know, ask your whole 2 billion trillion questions. But I do have another little segment that I want you to do, which is called the fill in the blank. And pretty much I'm going to say a statement, and I just want you to say whatever comes to mind.
Mm.
You good with that?
Cool. Yeah, let's go.
You ready? Well, we're going to do that in a minute. Right now, I just want to listen to Ill again. Like, I just want to, you know what I mean? Just a little bit, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to jump into that, okay? Cool? All
right.
Ready? Right. Ready? You better get ready, because, I mean, I be really getting people stuck and stuff, you know what I mean?
I believe it. I'm not new to your show. I've listened to your show before, so you know I know what to expect, and I know I can't expect it. So I'm as ready as I can be.
All right, we're gonna jump in. We're gonna finish listening to Hill in the background. Make sure y'all come on this game. We got Ty J.
Motherfucker, I'm I get money, I get paper. I don't get why you fuckers wanna hate for. If she choose me, I'ma take her. And slide off like Lupe on a skateboard. Kick push in the bed though. At least an IDS class, bring your friends, yo. See wind blow me like my head's out a window. Now let me beat these pussies up. Beat them up. Kimbo. Like, ha! Tajay's neighborhood and I'm Mr. Rogers' night.
Nice.
Cardigan on, my chest is cold from the ice. You go play the thugs with shit numb from the price.
Right.
Touching my budget, you busters better think twice. Get it right. I did it better, you did all right. Get off my mic. You rap about shows, I got one a night. You rent to own, I buy outright. You ain't my clone, you ain't that nice. You still ain't real, you faking queer. $2 bill, I make that motherfucking room stand still, cause I'm ill,
All right, you guys, we are back, and we have Mr. Todd J. on the line.
All right.
Ready? I don't want to see you, you know what I mean? I'm trying to give you as much time as possible. You ready?
Here we go.
All right. So like I said before, we're going to do the fill in the blanks. I'm going to say a statement, and I just want you to say whatever comes to mind. Cool?
Hmm.
All right. Without music, I would be...
bored.
Music is...
everything.
My music makes me feel...
like I'm better than everybody else.
I write the songs because...
it's what I'm going through at the moment, in the present time.
People should support my music because...
because the game needs me. How cliche was that answer? How cliche.
That was like, you know, great, awesome, fantastic, like the best answer I've ever got.
Yeah, they'll never know that you wrote that for me. You wrote
exactly. All right, the last one. If Jasmine knew how to twerk.
Oh, shit.
I'm just throwing that out there, you know what I mean?
Of course.
But you got to answer, like, for real. If Jasmine knew how to twerk.
Oh, that's it? That's it? And now I got to fill in the blank.
You
got to
finish it. Yeah.
Oh. If Jasmine knew how to twerk, she would definitely be in my next video.
There you have it. Todd J, everyone. I mean, he just, I'm going to learn how to twerk, for real. I have to now. You know what I mean?
Hey, the video, coming up. We're working on the video for my track, Die, right now, D-I-E. So, yeah. Hurry up and get that underway, man. I'm gonna shoot you some YouTube links for some videos you really need to study. Because, you know,
They really do, because I was like I said, I was looking at it, and my butt was like jumping a little bit, because it was like, no. Like, I was trying to do it. But again, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Definitely come back whenever you want to.
Thank you very much. Before I go, can I just shout out some? Yo, I
go
definitely
right
have
ahead.
To shout out. Let me shout out me, first of all, deathtothemixtape.com. Everybody go check it out. Got information about my upcoming show, new music, the release date for the campaign, which is my project coming out in a couple of weeks. So please support me, deathtothemixtape.com. Deathtothemixtape.com. Also, I Believe in Smooth. Shout out to Smooth, Tay Lotus, Prime Playboy Entertainment. That's my brother right there. Shout out to Prime Time. The whole PPB camp, my family, my brothers, and everybody that supports. Elite Squad. Whatever.
Hold on. I didn't hear my name. Oh. We're not.
What? You didn't hear your name.
Like,
you're not listening.
I didn't.
The biggest child of all. The princess. There you go, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate that. Special now. Now I'm really gonna work on my twerking for real. So I can be ready.
Get it right.
Well, like I said, thank you so much. Definitely come back. If you have any more new music you want to send me, you want me to play, you got my email, hit me up. I got you.
All right.
All right. Have a great, awesome, fantastic, super duper night.
Bless. You too.
Bye. All right, you guys, that was Mr. Todd J kicking it with us. Super awesome, super nice. We're going to jump into the sports spasm for tonight with Mr. Goodness.
Sports spasm. Live on Tello. Let go. Host to.
All right, you guys, here's Mr. Goodness.
Good evening, people. We're going to jump into this sports thing. We got a lot of stuff going on around in the sports today, people, and I just don't know what's going on with these young guys. But Donovan Blesser kills his girlfriend at their Kansas City home, and then this man drives to the stadium. And he thanks the general manager and the coach for everything that he did for him, and then he shot himself in the head. Is it that serious that you have to kill yourself and kill other people? And he shot his girlfriend in front of a 3-month-old child and her mom. It's just crazy. I don't know what's going on with these young guys today, but it's crazy. And then in Redskins, Cedric Griffin. Okay, you know that they got a policy for the sports enhancement drugs, and you take it anyway. Now you're going to miss the rest of the season. Now you're not going to get your $3 to $4 million just because you want to take this drug. I mean, I don't understand y'all guys. If y'all don't want the money, give it to me. I'll showcase. Because I just don't understand what y'all are doing. Is it just going to your head that because you're getting popular, you're on TV? I don't know. Maybe it's just you making too much money. Maybe they need to cut y'all down to like regular people at $25,000 a year. Maybe they need to do that, and maybe y'all will stop acting crazy. So now we're going to jump into NBA. We're going to get off the NFL and jump into the NBA. You remember a while back I was telling y'all that they were fining people for actually acting like they got hurt? Well, Gerald Wallace, he got fined $5,000 because he acted like LeBron James knocked him down. And those people are not playing. Those guys have to play for real. And they said from now on what they're doing for the first warning, for the first time, they'll give you a warning. Second time, they're going to charge you $5,000. They're going to give you all the way up to 5 times. After your 5th time, it's going to be $30,000 just because you acted like you fell or somebody hit you or whatever. But, guys, I mean, y'all are getting paid millions of dollars to play sports. Stop acting up. I don't understand what y'all are doing. So, in other news, this is Mr. Prime. I mean, this is Mr. Goodness, and I'm out, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, what's up, world? This is Stacey Paris, serving these streets records, and I'm rocking live right now with my girl, Jasmine, on Tell All Radio Live. Check out my new joint, Cookie, and make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Stacey Paris. Let's go.
Serving these streets.
Come by for a bite to eat. Got you a good type treat. When your mom might want to meet. Melting your mouth like a candy treat. Sit right here, have a seat. Now you know it's time to eat. Time for you and Cookie for me.
Come in my bakery. Come in my bakery.
I know you want that cookie. I know you want that cookie. I know you want that cookie. I know you want that cookie.
Tell All Radio Live. Radio
Live. Serving these streets mixtape.
Bad man. Big hoe. Lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Being so. Bad man. Big hoe. Lap dance.
Serving these streets mixtape.
I so fat, I need a lap dance. She a straight killer. Max Payne. Travis Porter. Make it rain. Young Money Gang. Put you on a team. All my bitches fly. Put you on a plane. Hundreds in your face.
Serving these streets mixtape.
Not a shy city, but I make the Illinois. Let your pride go and walk it out. In the bank, and I'm only cashing large amounts. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that ass shake.
Serving these streets and mixtape.
Bad man, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Being so bad man, big hoe, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. It's raining ass and titties. Yeah, ass and titties. If you ain't throwing money, mind your fucking business.
Serving these streets, mixtape.
Minutes to minutes. Roma crazy niggas probably get a life sentence. Sharper than attack, attack and bite you bitches. Swagger jacking, biting, I don't like you niggas. Life conscious rappers, mad cause we winning. Snug long nose, call it Scottie Pippen. Ah, got like 200k large in the backseat of my car. Like T. Alice, I go hard, motherfucker. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow.
Serving these streets mixtape. Serving these streets mixtape.
Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.
Money in the building, Lil Chuck is serving the streets with DJ Prince. It's the takeover, get out the way. Cheers.
Rack, rack, titty, bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s on your titty, bitch.
DJ Prince.
VIP, no guest list.
Bitch.
You don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bitch. Next time, too dope, I ain't selling it. But I'm fresher than a motherfucking peppermint. Go let him in, last king killing shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Put your grandma on my dick. Girl, you know what it is.
Serving these streets, mixtape.
Rack city, bitch. Rack city, bitch. Rack city, bitch. Rack city, bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s in the 50s, bitch. Rack city, 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 bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s in the 50s.
Serving these streets, mixtape.
I'm about to get my other car. And like, talk to him, you're on this coming off. 12 carats, and that's all it is. 1, 2, 6, yeah, that's all good. I got my other bra talking to my other bra. While I'm in the back talking to my other bra. Okay, look like we got a foursome. 3 bitches in my bed, but I foursome.
Serving these streets, mixtape.
He ain't done shit, I let my niggas split tail. Shoot game bag, and she might know some. But if she wanna roll me, she gotta blow some. Yeah, you know it's that me and you tonight, girl. But if you're bullshit, I'll leave it with a white girl. We do a nigga ass shit. 8 town nigga, yeah, that's trap shit.
serving these streets mixtapes.
Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s, and the 50s, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s, and the 50s, bitch.
Throwing hundreds. Throwing hundreds.
Tell all radio lies.
Hunnit. Serving these streets mixtapes.
How
many
people say? How many
people
say?
Tell all radio
lies.
Tell all radio lies. Tell all radio lies.
Morning, thinking about the old me, when I was feeling like Miller Lite and OD. But now I ride on subconscious. I'm getting bread while I talk to my accomplishments. Only one like I have a problem with is myself. That's probably why my only competition is myself. From today to tomorrow, the doctor just rocking the same drum. The past, so I ain't forgot where I came from. I got the club rocking, I got the club jocking, me and Phil still in the we going to distance. Let you party people, come on.
Break it better, I'll push the dough on the liquor store, see where it gets you. For me, I got to be on top. I said, me, I got to be on top. I got the street on lock. I'm an automatic pilot. Ain't nobody stopping me. Growing up in poverty, ain't feel my heart, but lost me. Spot out on high. I jump to get them off of me. I'm a leader. We'll see the natural born boss of me. They're from Bel Air, I'm from the bottom. Soon as I spot them, I get the drop and I got them. I cop my piece and I got them. It's dinner time when the nine come out. The cook with the chain, off with the brain, move right. Off with the brain.
Tell all radio lies.
I keep it playing, watch the box, the player say. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it playing, watch the juice, the player say. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A.
What's up? This is Mr. Mixes.
with the business spotlight. So as always, I'm going to start by starting with the business quote of the day. It's from Donald Trump. I like thinking big. If we're going to think anything, we might as well think big. So, you know, I kind of feel like that's a true quote, because if you're going to think, don't think small. Think in a major way. Make big things happen. Make big moves so you can be successful. And with that being said, on today we are going to be talking about having a successful business and ways and things that you can do to keep yourself motivated, you know, keep your business moving in a successful manner. So, basically, you need to realize your potential. In order to be successful or succeed at anything, you need to see that you have potential to reach your goal. Always know your potential. Another thing is, don't look back. Don't bring your past into your future. That goes for business, and I say personal too. Just don't bring your past into your new future, because in a lot of ways, it can hold you back. Another thing is, dare to dream. To succeed, you need to have a dream. You know, to be successful, you have to dream up something. You have to want something. So if you don't want anything, you don't dream to be anywhere, you won't go anywhere far anyway. Next thing is what we talked about last time, was a business plan. You have to have some kind of pathway. You have to know where you're going, where your business is going. You need a business plan. You need a business plan. Another thing, don't give up. To reach success, you have to be persistent. So persistence, you have to keep trying it, whatever you're trying to do. Don't give up. You also need to have an unstoppable attitude. You know, like, I won't be stopped. I won't be undefeated. You know what I'm saying? In this economy right now, a lot of business owners, they're getting in that mindset where, you know, they're ready to give up. They're ready to throw up the towel in and say, there's no money. How am I going to do this? How am I going to make my business work? You know, just don't give up. You know, things go bad all the time, but just around the corner, they'll be good coming along. So I say to the business owners, keep your head up. Also, no shortcuts. Don't try to take the easy way out. Hey, I'm a shortcut this, a shortcut that, because you're going to end up having to go right back and do it the right way. So just do it right the first time. Also, be excited to learn. When I say that, be excited to learn how to do your business in new ways. Sometimes the old ways just don't work anymore, especially with, you know, everything that's going on. A lot of people don't want to be online, and they don't want to learn what Facebook is or what Twitter is. But, hey, that's free advertisement that's out there for you guys. So I say embrace the new technology. Embrace technology, I guess, today. Just embrace it. Because it is definitely great for your business. Also, be a good listener. When someone is talking, listen to the question. Listen to what customers are wanting, so you can give your customers what they want, basically. Stay motivated, as always. Make opportunities. Don't wait for them to come to you. And also set daily goals. That's really good to do, personally and business-wise. So these are some great keys for success. And as always, this is Miss Delicious bringing you the business spotlight. Just stay tuned for next week. All righty then, you guys. Deuces.
Tell all radio live. DJ the fuck Prince suckers.
Throwing money in the air like I don't really care. Yeah, standing on the chair like I don't really care.
DJ
Prince on deck. Serving these streets, you know what it is.
Money to fold up, keep some green to roll up. I run it like a motor. You see the way I pull up, sensing like a soldier. What you expect to happen? Now I'm swagging on the sofa. I be so reckless. Spend $100,000 on my necklace. That mean my shit is cola. My neck froze polar. Bad nigga, yeah. Baller, yeah. We can take it there, nigga. I ain't never scared. Throwing
money in the air like I don't really care. Yeah, standing on the chair like.
Serving these streets mixtape.
DJ Prince. Bitch.
Yeah, you got it, girl. What you doing with it? Make it snap back. Fuck a fitty. You know I got it. And you can get it. I told her do that thing I lied. She fucking did it.
Serving these streets mixtape. Serving these streets mixtape.
Fly, I get you that fresh, I buy you some clothes, just to get you undressed, I love a girl who down to do all the shit you
Serving these streets mixtape.
Girl, get you some rest. Whoa. Yeah, you got it, girl. Got it. What you doing with it? Make it snap back. Fuck a fitty. You know I got it. Then you can get it. I told her do that thing I like, and she fucking did it. She did it. She did it. She did it. She did it. I told her do that thing I like, and she fucking did it.
Serving these streets mixtape.
She did it. She did it.
Tell all radio live.
Fleet DJs, what it do, boo?
So I let the gang out with me, right? You know word got around, I was fucking this. So then call me. He like, you my I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your tips going on my marble floor.
Drop that shit.
Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Take his shoes off, look, don't even
DJ Prince.
Got your bitch sewing on Italian mob. They on that bad bet. Too much walk around. You show the girl. You gotta walk around.
Everybody
got 10 of those. These cross cribs, that's egg hoes. Nine peas, that's dinner rolls. Wild freaks, that's centerfold. 100 on my shine. You don't like it, fine. Got your boots sip towing like Gregory.
Going on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
DJ, the fuck, Prince suckers. Cat in the building.
Thinking. We call her undercover, a pig in a blanket. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. You in your head like Abraham Lincoln.
Serpent, these streets.
Running on them, like Birdman. Rolling with them white sheets, Blue Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numbers. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder. All my hoes pretty, all my niggas crazy. We sell that white, sell that brown, call that rice and gravy. Call me Tunchy Lee, I don't call me at all.
Serving these streets.
Got your tips towing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. With them working, smelling like they general.
Serving these streets.
James, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K. I get paid. Got your girl tiptoeing on my marble floor. Sitting by the pool, jumping off the diving board. Getting to the money, I'ma need a money counter. So many acres, my neighbors stay in another county. Damn, Ted, DiBiase, and Versace loafers. All you talking shit, halitosis, ghosts. I pulled up in that pair thing, got a snail chain on top of snail chain on top of snail chain on top of snail chain.
Got your tips going on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Big DJs, what it do, fool?
Hey, what's up, world? This is Stacey Paris serving these streets records, and I'm rocking live right now with my girl Jasmine on Tell All Radio Live. Check out my new joint, Cookie, and make sure you follow me on Twitter at Stacey Paris. Let's go.
Serving these streets.
All right, you guys, we are back. We are back. That was Mr. DJ Prince serving me fuck street. Nick, he gets it in every time.
I'm going to tell my audience. I'm sorry. I did say try. I'm about to say try.
Exactly. I was like, no, he didn't say prime.
Yeah.
I was like, everybody's not getting their names right tonight. We're out of character. We need to come back.
Yeah.
But I did hear about that, the one guy you were talking about, who killed his daughter.
Yeah. Jonathan Blessy, yeah, killing his, that dude's crazy.
But they said that he stayed out all night.
Yeah, and got drunk.
He cheated on her, and then he came home and they were arguing, and he shot her. No, he shot her or he stabbed her. He shot her 9 times,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he said he was sorry and kissed her.
Yeah, and then he drove to the stadium and then told the coach and everything he's sorry, thank you for everything you done for me. And then he gonna kill himself. Was it really that
good? That's crazy.
Young boys don't know what to do. That money and that fame, I think it's just they getting it too fast.
Yeah, probably.
So they need to give them what they pay people on jobs.
Exactly.
Maybe until they get so many years in, then they could give them that money.
Yeah.
Because that much money too fast, it just, I don't know, it just make them go crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that people, when they first get in, they should get like $5 million contracts. That's crazy.
But his daughter, I mean, I think when they first do it, they get like $1 million. Like their insurance and stuff, she'll get like $1 million. And then I think she'll get $200,000 after so many years. And she get another $100,000. And I think she get $100,000 a year until she's like 23 if she stay at school.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they 3-month-old daughter, she was going to be really taken care of.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing, but it's like, you got to live without your parents.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. That's crazy. Well, the next thing I wanted to get into, topic for discussion, is, which I've been talking about this all week, if a man wants a woman to explore him sexually, completely, does that make him gay?
What do you mean?
Like, if the man says, well, if the, either way,
he ain't
if the man
want
says,
to,
or if the,
he don't want her to stick nothing up his butt or that thing.
That's what I'm talking about, like.
Yeah, I think he kind of gay if he want her to be sticking objects and shit up his ass.
But you know what they say, that is the most sensitive place on a man's body.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not talking about a full-blown penis, like dildo or something. like a bullet.
Come on, damn piece of chalk in the damn thing.
You're so stupid. So y'all wouldn't try it or do it? Like,
hell
for real?
No, I ain't let nobody stick nothing in my ass.
Okay, what if it's not going in your ass, but it's just going like around the hole?
They don't want nothing around it, period.
No, that's what they're playing like that.
Something hurts. Well, I've been asking people because I'm like, for me, I am very open with my sexuality. So as a woman, I don't mind if a man tries things on me. You know what I mean? But that's just because I'm comfortable with myself.
I'm good with that. How comfortable you? You're going to be comfortable with nobody putting nothing in your booty.
But I'm saying, Yeah, a little bit of lubricant, it's not gonna hurt you. Like,
no, man. Somebody telling you, oh, Jasmine, it's just gonna be a little lubricant, but I'm gonna take it to your ass. Oh, no.
No, I'm not talking about anything humongous. I'm just talking about, like, you know.
I don't care what it is.
A feather or something. Just kind of flick it a little.
Lord.
I'm just saying, I've never tried it, but I've had guys, you know, talk about it. And it's kind of like, okay, most guys in public, they'll be like, oh, I'm not about to do that shit. That's gay. But then when we get behind closed doors, you'd be like, yeah, babe, let's try what you were talking about.
No, damn that.
There are guys like that, though, who would be like, nah, that's gay. And then when y'all go to the house, they'd be like, all right.
No, you don't want nobody to do that.
But does that really mean that you're gay?
You like somebody playing around your butt, yeah.
Why does that mean that you're gay, though?
We're not saying a man doing it.
I'm just saying a woman doing it to you.
I think a real man or a woman doing it.
It don't matter who doing it.
It's kind of like this.
Exactly. Like when you go and get your little thing done with a stick in the butt and all that.
That has
to be done in order to save your life. So you don't be, you know, fucked up in game.
I don't know. I ain't had man yet.
Okay, but let me throw this question out there then. Since that's gay. So what happens when, you know, you have a guy who wants you to dress up and put pigtails on in a schoolgirl outfit. You want me to dress up like a schoolgirl. So does that mean that you're a child molester?
No, he's a, what you call him, a pedophile.
So that means that he's a pedophile.
Yeah, he has a fetish of a child.
He has some loose groove in his mind or something.
Yeah, why would you
so y'all telling me that y'all never role play?
Not
never,
no
had, never
like no little girl.
Okay, I can see that. But I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to make a point.
I'm saying, like dress up like a nurse or stewardess or something like that. Why would you want somebody to dress up in pigtails? That's just like the motherfuckers out right here that be wanting to wear diapers and suck bottles and
oh,
shit.
Oh, no. They take it to another level.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know it's something wrong when he wants somebody to dress up like a schoolgirl. That should be a stigma right there. You know, where you...
I mean, ladies, y'all are quiet. What do y'all think?
About what? I'm lying.
I mean, I don't know how I really feel about the schoolgirl thing. I wouldn't take it that far and say, oh, he's a pedophile or he's a child molester because he wants me to dress up like a schoolgirl.
That still makes me feel classy and shit like that. And why wouldn't he have nerves? You know, something like that. Why would he want a schoolgirl?
He want a what?
Maybe he just likes that. Like, maybe he's pretending like he's in school. You know what I mean? Y'all are in school together.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
We trying
I'm just
to
like this. It does not mean that you're gay if you want, you know, if your girl wants to put rub your butthole. Like, I don't think it means that you're gay.
Rubbing your butt? No, you talking about putting stuff up in there.
I said even if you don't put something up, I'm just saying, like, maybe she want to rub on it.
You can rub my booty. Yeah, I'm talking about sticking a fan and all that.
I'm not, okay, that's one thing I said I would never stick my finger up a man's ass, and I would never lick his ass. That's a hell motherfucker. No. Like, I'm not even getting, my face is not getting close to your butthole at all.
Are you on,
not
going to
do it. But, I mean, no, because you might, I think about the worst things that could happen.
You're
like,
so
you might spit, you might fart, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be in that situation.
He might have a bubble guts that night and do the squirt in your mouth.
That was disgusting. It might happen, though, and I think about those things. Like, I can't do it at all, ever in life. No. Like, no.
Hey, I have a question. That I wonder, do this go through any women's mind, like, when they going down on a man? Like, do y'all ever think, like, what if they just pee right now?
So stupid.
Like, that would be
so weird. You know what is weird? It's because I always think about that. Like, when I'm intimate with someone, I think about if I'm going to pee on them. Like, but they say that you can't... You can't use the bathroom, like, while you're
doing it.
But I've heard that some people have used big pee. You know what I mean? That's disgusting. Like, you, what if he eat you out?
I mean, why wouldn't
you?
Ain't it two different holes, right? So why wouldn't
Yeah,
you
but... I don't know, because I feel like sometimes, like, I feel like I have to pee. And, you know, it's kind of like I don't want to make a mistake.
And you'd be like, hold
because
up,
that would
stop,
be
let
up.
Me go pee.
Yeah, and I go to the bathroom and I pee, so it makes me think that, oh, shit, if I would have let it go, like, it would have been over. Like, he would have had a golden shower for real. That's fucked up. That's so mean. I couldn't do that.
Do you let him pee on you in the shower?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, that is
so disgusting. Like, why would you want to pee on somebody? What kind of twisted mind do you have? You want to pee on people?
Exactly.
That's not even sexy. Oh, yeah, baby, pee all over me, yeah.
But you know what? They do that. They do that in the pornos.
You wait till they start washing them with the soap on the back, and then you just pee on them and let them take the hot water out of them.
Exactly. How would they even know? Like, it would just be. How would they even know that you peed on them? Like, the water is running. Like, you know.
Because when they get out, they smell like ammonia.
You got that strong stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I smell like this. It was some soap.
Oh, that's that soap. Well, you don't need to buy that no more. That's fucked up. I wonder if guys ever do that. Like, have you ever done that before? Been in the shower with your girl and you just kind of squirt out a little bit?
Never.
Pee on her feet, yeah.
Something is wrong.
They'll jump out the shower. You know, we got some crazy shit. You watching the back, you just pee on her feet. Like, what are you doing?
I wish a man would pee on my feet.
Talk
to him again.
Huh?
We will never talk again.
What?
That's disgusting. I don't want no nasty pee.
You in the shower.
I don't know, what's coming out of there. My leg will be burning and everything. Like, I don't know what's in there. Like, no.
You be breaking out.
Not gonna happen.
Breaking out.
Exactly.
Like, where are these books? I'm gonna go by the way.
Exactly. Not gonna happen. I feel like, as far as if you're in a relationship, you should be able to, like, you know, explore different things.
Pee on people and stuff?
Not
pee.
No. I'm not talking about peeing on nobody.
But you talking about exploring your mind with pee
I'm talking
on
about them. Rubbing in certain areas.
What's wrong with Mr. Goodness?
I don't know what's wrong with him tonight. He is taking
so
his weird.
Girl,
you talking about sticking something in somebody's ass. You right, we'll let him pee on you. You are
No,
I think
not gonna
it's fun to explore.
Exactly.
You need to tell us what you was talking about earlier. I want to know who that person you were before we go off the air. You need to, that's bothering me. I need to
what
know.
Person? But I'm just saying in general, you know what I mean? Like,
nah, that wasn't in jail.
It
wasn't
was.
You just don't want to tell their names.
No. No, it was in general.
Next week, y'all, on Mr. Goodness Cooking Show, we're going to do some turkey
not
wings.
I'm going to need you to send me a plate because I swear them turkey wings be good. Like, for real.
Hey, we're heading to they North Carolina on Christmas, y'all. Are y'all?
Woo-hoo! I know. I'm going to be excited. I'm excited.
Yes. I think the family's going out to party.
Absolutely. At this time, I'm going to get drunk since I'm not going
to
be a designated driver. I'm not going to be.
We're going to take a lot of bail money.
I'm not going to be the designated driver this time.
We need to take some bail money
this
time.
Drink this time.
It's delicious. You're going to get us a drink, okay?
That's right. Please, can we not go to
places? I think we need to take bail money.
And please, can we not
bail
go to
money
that
and
don't have
money.
Liquor license?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
We go somewhere, please, but that establishment have liquor license in their club. Please have it.
Exactly. And we not going in the bathroom to get liquor. Like, that's
what I'm saying. Like, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do one at a time, go in and you come out, you know, come out, pull up, because you had to drink a shot of
y'all ain't brave like us. See, we just throw it in our coat jacket and
no one walks around with a big old bottle of liquor, especially not a lady.
Exactly. Where we gonna put it at? In our tight dresses? It won't
Nobody
fit.
I don't know. I just gotta make sure we take some bail money.
And then, you know, we gotta celebrate because my birthday is coming up. So we definitely gotta get it in.
So
I'm
you know
excited.
your grandma's birthday on the 10th, right?
I know. Shout out to my grandma. She called in tonight, you guys, but she wasn't on the air. Shout out to her.
You didn't let her on the air?
She was fussing about the music. She was like, it was so much cursing. Like, y'all need to get it together.
Yeah, I know. Some people from my church be listening. I say you better tell them to tune it out.
Tell them that look, they better brace themselves.
But you know what? You know what's so funny? I think they be looking at us when we go to church. They be looking at us like, "I wouldn't just do."
Yeah, yeah, that's them. That's them right there. Well, you guys, I'm super like stoked. The show was awesome, fantastic. Hopefully next week I will be completely healed and I will be really, really good. Like, my voice is going out, in and out, in and out. But I'm glad to be alive. So shout out to my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Whoop, whoop.
Miss Delicious.
What it do, what it do.
Mr. Goodness.
Always, always.
Mr. Prime Time.
Always.
Thank you guys so much for kicking it with your girl, Princess Jazzy, every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Y'all need to come back. Join us. I mean, like, it's not a party unless you messing with us. Make sure y'all be here. Shout out to Mr. DJ Prince serving these motherfucking streets. Shout out to Todd, Jake, for coming on, kicking it with us. Super dope. Yeah, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Tell them I'm going to hold up to the ticket.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to get my ticket for real. Like, y'all playing. All right, you guys, we'll see y'all next week. Holler.
Peace.
Sell out. Sell out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Miss. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodly. And Mr. Goodly. It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo. Sell out. 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 And that is sell out. Tell out, 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 tell out